Good morning. It's 11 minutes before 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Peter Apathy, and this is Raven News. The cost of keeping a boat in Sitka's harbors will likely increase next year by about 6%. The Sitka Assembly voted to raise moorage fees at its regular meeting last night, and the increase is probably the first of many. KCAW's Rachel Waldholtz reports.
Right now, it costs $2.64 per foot per month to keep a boat moored permanently in Sitka's harbors. That's about $32 per foot per year. The Assembly voted on Tuesday night to increase that by 6.15% to $2.80 per foot per month, or just under $34 per year. The increase would go into effect on January 1st. That means that a 45-foot boat would pay about $7 more per month in 2014, $126 up from $119 this year. In total, that boat would pay $1,512 total in 2014. That's $86 more than this year. The new rates would bring in over $86,000 in additional revenue, according to City Finance Director Jay Sweeney. Sweeney and Public Works Director Michael Harmon said the increases are necessary to fund maintenance, services, and major improvements at the harbors. And to keep pace, the fees will have to keep increasing every year for the foreseeable future. Here's Finance Director Jay Sweeney.
So if the rate increases don't continue for the next 5 years at 6.15% or something else changes, you're then faced with either borrowing more money to pay for that infrastructure or delaying those projects farther out into the future and taking the risk of even greater costs or some type of a substantial infrastructure failure.
The city had initially proposed a much higher increase. The original plan called for rates to go up by 28% next year. After local fishermen protested, city staff proposed the current lower numbers. But commercial fisherman Matt Donahoe said even the new numbers are too high.
It's it's getting very hard for a small boat fisherman to maintain a business in Sitka.
Donahoe said boats might look elsewhere for cheaper harbors, pointing out that neighbors like Pelican or Hoonah already charge significantly less than Sitka. Hoonah, for instance, charges $19 per foot per year. Pelican charges just $12. Again, for comparison, Sitka's rate comes to about $32 per foot per year before the new increases.
There are a lot of small boats in this community that are talking about leaving. I know that there's probably no way to keep mortgage rates from going up. It's the way of the world. But there is a point in this curve where you will drive the fishing fleet away from this town. You may not think so, but you will. And you have to remember that.
Sweeney and Harmon say the city has no choice. Here's Sweeney again.
No one likes price increases, but we have to consider what the alternative is and what the risk is of not attending to repairs when they are needed. And I've asked the question myself as a layman, what is the worst case scenario? The worst case scenario, which is infrastructure breaking apart and moving around in a storm with the boats moored to them. And that is what we greatly fear.
Several Assembly members said they thought the comparisons with other harbors were misleading, suggesting that other cities have the same infrastructure needs as Sitka and will also have to raise their rates. An Assembly member, Mike Reif, said that even if that's not the case, he doubts the math will work against Sitka.
And also, being a commercial fisherman, I do spend just a bit of time under transient moorage in Pelican and also in Hoonah. And I know whatever I'm saving, if I had a permanent stall there, would be evaporate immediately when I try to fill up my fuel tank there because it's $1 a gallon more. And if I could buy food in some of those communities, it would be even more than the high cost of Sitka. So it's the whole package, the cost of doing business in these communities, and it's way more expensive than those. They can have the good harbor rates, but boy, my wallet's a lot lighter when I leave those communities than it is in Sitka if your rates were higher.
In the end, city officials and Assembly members seem to agree that larger increases might be necessary in the future. Member Phyllis Hackett spoke for most of the Assembly when she said,
I think if we can get where we need to go at 6.15% increase, we are pretty darn lucky.
The Assembly voted unanimously to raise fees for 2014. The ordinance requires a second reading and vote before it goes into effect. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.
In other business, the Assembly unanimously approved the latest design for the expansion of Kettleson Memorial Library. In a work session before the meeting, the Assembly heard from Paul Volkers of MRV Architects of Juneau and Library Director Sarah Bell, who presented the most recent plans. The design would expand the building by about 60%, create a new teen area separate from the children's section, and revamp the roof to deal with drainage issues. The Assembly also passed an ordinance requiring that it take up the question of sales tax holidays each September. Local merchants had asked for more time to plan for the tax holidays. This year, the Assembly gave merchants only 3 days' notice, voting on November 26th to waive sales tax for November 29th and 30th. And the Assembly also voted to authorize a letter of support for Sitka Community Hospital, which is hoping to expand its Mountainside Family Clinic. Southeast Alaska commercial salmon trawlers, hatchery organizations, businesses, and municipalities have their last shot this winter at millions of federal dollars meant to make up for a lower king salmon limit in the region. The Southeast Alaska Chinook Salmon Fishery Mitigation Program is expected to have paid out over $13 million by the time it's finished in 2015. The money has been doled out in direct payments to the commercial troll fleet and has also funded improvements to hatchery programs and sport fishing projects. Joe McVicky reports.
The 2009 Pacific Salmon Treaty Agreement with Canada resulted in a 15% cut to the king salmon catch in Southeast. Along with that reduction came federal appropriations of over $14.5 million. The state of Alaska created a Chinook Salmon Fishery Mitigation Program to spend the money. Gordy Williams is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's program coordinator.
It was recognized that the primary impact of these reductions was going to be onto the hook and line fisheries in Southeast and the industries and the communities that are affected by those fisheries, and that's where the funds have been targeted.
The state formed a stakeholder advisory group to make recommendations on spending the money in three different areas. Williams says one use of the money has been direct payments to commercial permit holders.
The commercial trawlers have the most one-to-one direct impact of this reduction in their summer fishery is where the largest amount of this 15% reduction is felt. So providing some compensation to those trawlers for the reduced amount of fish that they harvest in that summer season was recommended and approved by the state. It's gone forward.
Payments to the fishermen will total about $6 million by the time that program wraps up next year. Amounts vary depending on whether a permit holder has fished in recent years and the pounds caught during those years. The latest application period for direct payments closed in early December. Williams says another use of the money has been hatchery enhancement projects, primarily for king and coho salmon rearing and releases.
To provide some extra opportunity, it's included some hatchery upgrades and infrastructure, some additional production, development of some remote release sites, especially for the aid the sport fishery to put some opportunity into different areas. So it's been a suite of projects.
Once it finishes up, that part of the program will total around $3 million in enhancement projects. In the Petersburg area, the money has helped fund a heat exchanger for the King and Coho hatchery at Crystal Lake on southern Mitkoff Island. It's also financing a new remote release of Crystal Lake Kings near City Creek that's scheduled to start up in 2014. Elsewhere, it's paid for rearing capacity expansion, heaters, filters, and water supply upgrades for hatchery programs around Southeast. Another round of grants for enhancement is planned in 2014, and the application period for that program is open until early January. That's also the case for another grant program funded by the mitigation money. About $5 million is going to infrastructure projects proposed by municipalities, companies, and fishing businesses.
There's been work done on providing additional ice for sport and commercial boats in the region, been some infrastructure for helping with unloading and handling of fish. There's been some efforts put into fuel availability, and there's been a fair amount put into recognizing issues with the fish waste in the sport fishery in harbors. I know Petersburg and Sitka have used some of the funds to look at at those issues.
In Petersburg, one grant will pay for a new fish cleaning float that the borough plans to install in South Harbor. Petersburg's borough assembly voted to spend some of the $225,000 grant for design work on that new float this month. Another grant of $45,000 goes to the Petersburg borough for a troller work float in the harbor. And the Petersburg seafood processing company Tonka Seafoods also plans to offer a fish cleaning station for the sport fishing fleet next year at Tonka's new location. That's about a mile south of downtown. The company won a grant of nearly $300,000 for the work. Tonka's Seth Scrimshire explains.
The plan is to remodel an existing float system we have here on the south side of the building. And we're going to turn that into a fish cleaning station complete with grinder to disperse the waste out into the narrows there.
Scrimshire hopes that grinding up and discarding the sport fish waste away from Petersburg's harbor could help with problem sea lions that are plaguing harbor users. The local sport fishing fleet will also have a new spot to get ice for their catch at Tonka's planned float. Scrimshire says Tonka plans to start work on that float in the spring. Tonka also won a grant to expand its troll fish buying. And elsewhere around the region, infrastructure grants have paid for ice machines along with freezing and processing equipment for fishing boats and processing companies. Other examples are a fuel line extension in Yakutat along with fuel tanks and a hoist for the fish buying station at the Wooden Wheel Trading Post in Port Protection on Northern Prince of Wales. The application period is still open for both salmon enhancement and infrastructure grants, but closes in early January. That will be the final round of grants under the program. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.
And the time is 8:01. If you missed any of our stories, you can tune in, log in to our website, kcaw.org. This is Morning Edition on Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Currently 46 degrees with light rain outside.